It's 8:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado Springs City Council members voted 8-1 Tuesday to form a commission to oversee the city's police department. Members of the public urged council members to create an independent board that would amplify the concerns of people of color. Khalil Yarborough grew up in Colorado Springs and has two biracial children who fear the police.
It's crucial in order to try to restore faith in the system to have this committee, and it needs to have been set up yesterday.
Other concerns include a process to report complaints about police that would be protected from retaliation. There are already more than 600 applications for the 11-member commission. The deadline to apply is July 1st. Denver's police chief has canceled a meeting with a black man who was handcuffed after an officer pointed a gun at children in his care. Naphtali Israel and his lawyer had planned to meet with Chief Paul Pazin last week. Police confirmed that the meeting was canceled and has not been rescheduled. They did not say why. Israel says it was because of a march scheduled to coincide with the meeting. Colorado's struggling small businesses will soon be able to access new grants and loans from the state. CPR's Megan Verlee reports the idea is to help them make it through the pandemic-caused recession.
The $20 million grant program is funded by federal coronavirus relief money. It's available to companies with 25 or fewer employees, and preference will go to those who haven't already been helped by federal programs. A quarter of the money is specifically earmarked for tourism-related businesses. The state treasurer is also launching a small business recovery loan program that aims to distribute up to $250 million to companies with 100 or fewer employees. Both programs were created by the legislature during the session that wrapped up last week. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
It's a mostly sunny morning with just a slight chance for thundershowers this afternoon around Denver and along the Front Range. This is CPR News.